Blog Talk Radio.
Excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed Reiki Master teacher working in the field of energy medicine. I'm also an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences called Angels of Faith, and the fact that, as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I also help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and most probably won't happen. And once they're no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call my posse. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance in their lives. Like my posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some calls for free angel advice. I see that we have several callers on the line already. If you would like to call in, please call in on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. But before we take some calls for some angelic advice, I'd like to take just a few minutes here and talk about today's topic. You know, today's topic is not only that it's February 14th, but it's a day when the greeting card companies, the jewelers and the chocolate makers and the florists are all reminding us to show our love to others. Myself and my posse of angels are highly amused that there has to be a day to remind humans to demonstrate the most important emotion deep within all of us, and that's the emotion of love. My posse are actually having a good chuckle, and they're saying, why don't humans have a National Breathing Day or a National Beating of Your Heart Day? Both of these things happen not only naturally, but most of the time they occur without us even realizing it. I guess the point that the angels are laughing about is that to love and to be loved is a natural thing to all humans. And we can have love in our lives in any nanosecond that we choose. But most of the time we are so dead set on preaching to the universe how love is supposed to be in our lives that we diminish and we close off the limitless and boundless possibilities of how and when we can experience love. My posse, I really want to remind my listeners and everyone out there today that you are love. You are so inextricably linked with God that even if you do not think you are love, this connection of divine love always exists underneath that false premise. And if it's dormant, if it's asleep, if love is asleep within you, you can reawaken it in a blink of an eye. But it can only happen with your permission. You can only experience love on the outside when you experience love on the inside. You know, a lot of times we put conditions on love like I know he loves me if he buys me flowers. where I know he'll love me when he buys me a diamond ring. But most of this sets up for us expectation. And when we set ourselves up for expectation of any kind, we will fall. So most of the time we deny that we are love because we are replaying old programming of taking to heart someone else's words that caused us to feel not worthy, not deserving, or like we don't measure up to having love in our lives. But deep within, underneath any negative belief system, regardless of what you've done and who you are, the angels want to remind you not only on February 14th, but also all yesterdays and all tomorrows, that you are more beautiful, more magnificent, and more powerful than you've ever possibly could imagine. If your life is not representative of these words, it's because you have forgotten who you are. So I'd like to go to the phones now, and I'd like to take some callers. I can see that our 561 caller has been holding for some time, so let's go to the switchboard now. 561, you're on the air with Angel Healing House. Who do I have on the line, and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
Okay, how are you?
I'm very well. Do you have a question today?
Yes, I want to ask you, I met someone and I wanted to see what you felt about him.
Okay. The angels are throwing that back at you and asking, for the mere fact that you're asking about this, means that there is some uncertainty. The angels are asking me to ask you, what is his name?
His name is John.
Okay, his name is John. If I was to ask you to fill in the blanks by saying John is, how would you fill in those blanks?
John is neurotic.
John is what?
Neurotic.
I don't think you have to go any more than that. See, the whole reason, I know my posse so well. And my posse of angels, they're irreverent, and they are not your, I guess, fluffy representations of angels. They are so down to the point. And the point with all of this, Lisa, is that if you're having doubts about any relationship in your life, it's because that doubt was put in your heart to say, whoa, take a step back and to really see, is this relationship honoring to you? Is it respectful of you? Does it acknowledge you? Or do you feel like there's a compromise in any way?
Well, no. I just met him, I'm trying to get to know him. I'm told him, I have to be friends first.
Okay.
So I only see him, he gave me his number, but I didn't call him, and I didn't want it to go so, I didn't want it to move so fast. He seemed a little anxious for a relationship, and I wanted to take it a little slower. So that's why I didn't call him. I figure I would just see him because we go to this place every week. We see each other weekly.
Right. Now, the angels are telling you, please, please, please do not compromise yourself in love. If something doesn't smell right, if something doesn't sound right, if something doesn't feel right immediately, it means do not step forward. That's what that means. And that means you're compromising yourself, Lisa. Do you believe that you are worthy and deserving of a love that is honest, open, true, loyal, making you a priority, not being neurotic? Do you think you're worthy and deserving of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I've waited a long time.
You have waited a long time. And the angels are saying that why would you step forward? See, every time we compromise ourselves, because of the laws of attraction, like attracting like, the universe will compromise ourselves. So the more, and we only learn our lessons in contrast. So you were sent, and you actually not sent, but you drew, because everything that appears in our reality, we draw to ourselves. You drew this person to yourself to show you, and most of the time we only learn in contrast, to show you perhaps what you don't want. And the more times we know what we don't want, it really solidifies and assures us what we do want. So perhaps you can say, thank you, universe, for sending me what I know I don't want. But I will show you, and I will adhere to and stick to only doing that which my heart feels in joy, in bliss, and not as a compromise. How does that feel?
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel for you, Lisa?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's what I've been waiting for. I've been working on myself. I haven't been in a relationship in 3 years.
Okay. So the other thing that the angel is saying is for you to write out a decree. A decree is a very sacred piece of paper that you write, and you say, thank you for my extraordinary loving relationship in which I do not have to compromise. And then you write out the characteristics of the person that you're looking for, and then say, I will respect and honor myself so much that I will show the universe that I will not compromise. And by not compromising, the universe has to bring to us, not in how and when we think it will, but it must bring to us that which we intend in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had this for years.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, the more that you can just hold fast to that and show the universe that you are the authority of what you want in a relationship and do not compromise, then the universe does not compromise you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, when do you see a relationship coming up for me?
Okay, they will. My posse do not say when, but if you, once you start doing this, you will notice your reality start to change. You will start to bring to yourselves people who are, once you start to respect and honor yourself, you will start to bring to yourself people of honor and also who respect you. And I would say most probably by the end of the year that you will notice different men coming into your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I hope that's been helpful to you. Okay. Have a lovely day, and I'd like to know where your journey sends you. So take care. Bye-bye. There we go, and thank you very much, Lisa, for calling in. Lisa's call really reminds us that the universe is in love, can only send us that which is representative of what we show the universe that we will accept. If we accept compromise, then the universe will compromise us yet again. Going to the phone line, I can see we have a 270 caller. You're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Michelle, and I'm from Kentucky.
Hi, Michelle. How's Kentucky these days?
Oh, kind of depressing. Just want to find out if I can get a general reading on finances, love, and health.
Okay, finances, love, and health. Okay, out of those three, my posse say that it's always lovely to get a general reading, but they find that it's more helpful to people if they can be more specific, because usually there's only one area of our lives in particular that is making the other ones really get out of balance. So out of those, which one is more, sort of trying for you?
One is affecting the other. my finances is affecting my health, and my health is affecting my finances, and there's a special man in my life. If we've known each other all our lives, well, not all our lives, but quite a few years, and we just started coming closer and developing a relationship, and I'm wondering if he's even missing me. I'm, you know, real far away right now, and I think he is. I feel like we have a good connection, but that's kind of, I guess, that. I don't know.
Okay. Now, the thing is, back to the finances, because my posse of angels are really pushing me forward on the finances. They want me to ask you, do you love what you're doing now?
I do love it, but it hurts my back very, very bad.
Okay. So you truly can't love something unless, what line of work is it, Michelle?
Working on a farm, feeding baby calves. I love it, but I just found out that I got a slipped vertebrae, and if I go to a regular job, then I'll lose my insurance because he pays me cash. And if I don't have the surgery, then I'm going to live in pain, and I'm pretty sure I'll probably have to have surgery. You can see the bone sticking out. And I do it, but I hurt really bad. And of course, he took me off work this week, and I'm like, you know, am I still going to have a job next week?
Okay. And this is that's all affecting everything else in your life. All right. They want you to tell you that they have seen your fight, and they want you to know that the more that you put your focus and attention on receiving help in whatever way, shape, or form it comes in. They have tried to send you help, but it seems like because you are only seeing the help coming in one way, that you have discounted the signs and the signals that they have sent you for other help to come in. They're showing me like there's people on the periphery of your life who are there to help you and there to assist you. But because you've been closed off to see it coming in only one way, that's closed very helpful doors for you. And they want you to allow your eyes to be more open, and they allow you to be more receptive in seeing the help that is actually available for you. Because they're saying that the help is there in many different ways. But that because you haven't been receptive and open to it coming in that way, that you've been closed to down to receiving it and to actually seeing it. So now they're taking me to the love interest. What is the love interest in your life's name?
Dave.
Okay, Dave. Okay, I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked our caller before. If I was to ask you to fill in the blanks, you would say Dave is, and fill in the blanks.
A wonderful person that I feel I can be open and be me.
Okay, wonderful person.
I can be honest.
Okay. And why are you questioning this relationship?
Well, it's new and it's in the beginning, and you know.
Okay. And the angels are saying that this is a lovely relationship. It just feels warm. It feels all fuzzy. You know, warm and fuzzy. It just has all kinds of loveliness written all over it. They're saying to stop. They're showing me now. They're showing me in your head, and then they're pointing to your heart. They're saying, "Stop trying to figure this relationship out, and get more into your heart. Get more into your feelings with the relationship than with your thinking. Because every time we start thinking about the relationships, we discount what we're feeling in our hearts." And they're saying
that's the
most...
get into more of my feelings?
What's that?
You said get into more of my feelings?
Get into more of your feelings. Allow that animal instinct into you to come out. You know, those things that you're feeling in your heart instead of thinking so much about the relationship. Allow the relationship to unfold naturally and organically. Like I said, it feels like a lovely, lovely relationship, but allow it to unfold in its own timing, and don't overthink the relationship.
Okay. Okay. You see, even on my health?
About your health?
Okay. Yeah. I appreciate you.
Oh, that's okay. About your health, they say that the more that you can open to receive the help that is around you and not dictate to the universe the how and the when that it has to come into you, then you will be able to see clearly that you've had help around you all the time. You just had to let go of how and when it was coming to you.
Okay.
And that's a really important point. You know, they're saying for you to really nurture and to nourish yourself, because then so much of your physical pain is because you're not supporting yourself emotionally.
My back hurts something terrible. I could be just sitting too long and it'd be hurting. You can see the bones sticking out, you know.
Our
I think
back,
it gets me depressed.
Yeah. Michelle, our back is our support system. And that what the angels are telling me is that the more that you can support who you are and emotionally love yourself and to nurture and nourish who you are, then your back will get stronger. Our back is our foundation. And if people have back problems, it's because they're not supporting themselves. It has nothing to do with others around us not supporting ourselves. It has to do with us opening up to receive the help that the universe always wants to give us. And you support yourself and you'll be amazed, emotionally support yourself, and you'll be amazed at how the universe then will support you. So I hope that's been helpful for you today. And
yes, you're wonderful.
Oh, you're very welcome. And please do send me an email, Michelle. I'd like to know where your journey of life takes you. My email is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse, all one word, .com. So have a lovely
angel
day.
Angel Healing what?
Angel Healing House. A-N-G-E-L-H-E-A-L-I-N-G-H-O-U-S-E.
.com?
.com.
Okay. Thank you so much, honey.
You're welcome, and love yourself. Love yourself, not just because it's Valentine's Day or any silly card company or any florist or chocolatier tell you to do so. It's because it's your divine inheritance, Michelle, because you are love, just like we all are on the planet. This is our divine nature, and the more that we can emotionally support who we are, then the more our reality starts to change and fill up with all kinds of things that represent that love in our lives.
Thank you so much, dear.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful, blessed day, and take care of yourself.
You do the same, honey.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So there we go. Michelle brought up a very, very good point. And the more we nurture and, again, nourish, but not only, the more we emotionally nurture who we are, then it's amazing how our physical wellness starts to improve, because the physical body is supported by the emotional body. And when we're stressed, we're under tension, worry, control, any doubt, fear, any of those things, it depresses our immune system physically, and we start to feel it somewhere in our bodies. So thank you very much for that call, Michelle. Now, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to our 302. You've been holding for a while. Hello, you're online with Angel Healing House. Hello?
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 Is yes, this 302?
Yes, this is Angel Healing House. This is Candy Hawk.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Have a question for the angels?
I do. I am looking for a job, a professional job. I just went out today and put in some applications for being a waitress, but that's not really, you know, I've been in pharmaceutical sales, and I was wondering what is coming up for me in terms of a professional career.
Okay. The angels, my posse of angels always like to back at you. It's like playing a game of catch. They're asking, the question that they're asking is, what do you do when you do it? Do you lose all track of time when you do it? What are you so passionate about that when you do it, it's like breathing for you?
It's weird because I have to say field sales, because when I was out, you know, this morning just putting in resumes, like I felt like I was on, like, you know, doing a field, work in a field sales territory, you know, trying to gain commitment and get interest, and, you know, I was energized by that.
Okay. Now, the next question they want me to ask you. Say tomorrow Oprah Winfrey gets so sick and tired of all her billions of dollars and all the responsibility that comes along with it, and she drops it into your bank account because she just wants to get rid of it, and now you have all of those billions of dollars, would you still be doing sales?
I might if I really, truly liked it and, felt energized by... and empowered by the people that I work with and for.
Okay. Is it something in particular that you love selling?
I like selling drugs, like pharmaceuticals, not illicit.
Okay. And you love this because?
Because it's interesting, and indirectly it changes people's lives.
Okay. All right. If you're motivated by this, then there's a reason for it. It could mean that down the track it's going to put you into contact with people who are going to open doors for you. But if it excites you and it follows and it piques your intuition to keep going with it. Even if, like I said, if you're in the world, you should keep forward with it. Look at the wage job. They're saying that there's no dishonor in taking any kind of job to pay our bills and to pay and to put the roof over our head and the food in our stomachs and all of that stuff. They're saying, but you shouldn't work at a job that there are waitresses. They're saying that there are waitressing jobs and there are waitressing jobs. You know, you don't have to stay in a job that dishonors you. Right? You don't have to stay in a job that that doesn't sort of respect who you are, and you know, a job in which you don't feel good about doing. You know, I often say to people, well, you know, is it the last job in the world? And they laugh, and they say, well, of course it isn't. I said, well, then you should go out and you should bring to yourself something that's more honorable for you. So the waitressing job you're doing, have you waitressed before?
I have not.
Okay, all right.
But I think it's a good skill to have.
Oh, it is. And why waitressing?
Because it's you get, you know, cash tips, and you're not – limited.
Okay.
In terms of money.
Right.
It's not like you're getting $10.50 an hour.
Exactly, exactly. So what they're really saying is that it feels very good about the waitressing job. They're saying that it will bring you the funds needed, and it will open up different avenues that you haven't even begun to consider. You're a very personable human being, and you like that social interaction, and you know, they're just showing you kind of like you're lighting a little Christmas bulb when you're in there and you're interacting with people, and the experiences that you're going to have. They want me to tell you that when you step forward and you do this, be really in the moment while you're doing it. Because there will be certain signs and different synchronicities that will come your way, and they want to make sure that you don't miss them.
Okay.
Okay. But it has a very good feel about it, just as long as you're loving doing it, then that will set a spark inside of you, and once we're alive, the world needs more people that come alive and feel good about what they're doing. And this will provide you the extra cash that you need. And then because you'll feel so abundant and you'll feel so good about yourself, then that abundance goes out like a beacon out into the world and actually brings back to you other things of abundance, abundance of wealth, abundance of health, abundance of friends, abundance of love, and all of those kind of things. So I hope that's been helpful to you.
Yeah, thank you. Do you see anything in love for me?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you see anything in my love life?
Okay, let's have a look here.
That's been really, like, non-existent.
Okay. Well, again, it's funny that the theme that I was giving before to this previous caller was that it's about emotionally nourishing who Jackie is. What do you do in any given week, Jackie, to emotionally nourish who you creatively are? A lot of times that's singing, dancing, journal writing, artwork.
I'm a jazzercise.
You're a jazzercise. It's not exercise. It's a creative expression that you do. In the arts, writing, some people do it through cooking. Some people do it through gardening.
I cook a lot, and I like to listen to music.
Okay. And it's the playing of the instrument, not just the passive listening to it. Anything that you can do to emotionally give to yourself and nourish your soul, which makes you feel so good about yourself. And then if you really do intend to have a relationship, you ask the angels, you ask God, and you write down exactly what you're looking for. Have you done that as yet?
Yes, I have. I haven't done it recently. But I mean, I don't do it all the time. I do it sometimes.
Okay, so the more that you do this, the more you put your focus on, then the universe knows exactly what to send you, and it doesn't do it in your timing. It does it in divine timing. So that what the angels are really saying is, write a new decree, write exactly what you want, and then every morning and every night, read it out. And when you read it out, you visualize what that feels like to have that person in your life. And then that will create the vibrations that will go out. And then the universe knows exactly what to bring back to you.
Okay.
Okay. And even if you've done this before, 2012 is energetically and vibrationally a very, very different year from any year that we've ever had. So they're saying it's a whole new ball game. And they're saying write out exactly what you want and then read it out morning and night. Treat it as a very sacred text and say, I won't compromise. I won't compromise my life, and I will tell you what I want, and I let go of the how and the when of it coming in. And then don't search for it, because it's not within your control to bring it
right.
to yourself, but all you can do is raise your vibrations emotionally. Then you become this love beacon inside, that you're emotionally so happy, and you're the happiest little Jackie that you can possibly be, and that goes out, and that energy brings you back that same matching energy of that person out there. I get such a, oh my gosh, I'm getting shivers up and down my little old body. My gosh. they're saying me that when you do this, they're showing me celebration, they're showing me this partnership, and they're saying, but you have to act it. Up until now, you really haven't believed it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But my gosh, it is possible. And the more you focus and attention you put on it, and the more you don't compromise, the more it will be yours.
Okay, great. All right, well thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And the theme of love seems to just keep going on and on, but it's not so much about finding that love outside of ourselves. It's about feeling so emotionally connected to who we are. Then we are the beacon of light, beautiful, vibrationally happy beacon of light that soars out into the universe and brings us, draws to ourselves the same matching beacon of light out there. And it's out there and it's waiting for all of us. I'll go to the call line and I'll go to our 954 number as you've been holding for a while. Hello, you're on Angel Healing House Radio. This is Candy. Who's this?
Hi, Candy. This is Stellene with from Florida.
I'm sorry. What was your name?
Stellene.
Spell that.
D-A-R-L-E-N-E.
Oh, Barlene. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. What's your question for the angels?
How soon do you see me traveling? Or do they see me traveling?
Okay, let's have a look. This has the feeling that I get around the travel is that this has all to do. Oh, I get such a good feeling about you traveling.
Great.
Oh my gosh. Are you in a relationship?
No.
Oh my gosh! Well, then get yourself going, girl. Okay. How long have you known that you're supposed to be traveling?
Well, I know that my son is having a baby, so I know I'll be traveling up to Boston. But then I've been told, you know, I'm practicing. Studying, you know, animal communication and energy healing. So I have been told that I will travel around and do that profession.
Okay. All right. Yep. They're saying, get yourself, they're saying that this is the starting point. Okay. So many of us who are working in energy medicine and Reiki and different other forms of energy medicine, so many of us that have been healing practitioners, we are now stepping forth to helping so many other people that are shifting on the planet. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. And they want you to know that it's all very well and good for you to stay in Florida and to work with the people around you, but they're showing me a coat. And the coat has become too small for you. The coat that you've been wearing has become too small, and it's now time for you to affect more people and take your message and the work that you do to a much wider audience. And they're saying, all you got to do is step up. Now, That's number one. Now, does that resonate with you?
Yes. I'm not at the point where I can actually communicate with, like, animals. You know, I haven't done this professionally yet, you know?
Okay. Well, they're saying that they can't bring you anything until you take a pebble and throw it in the waters of life. You know, people expect things to come to them when they're not prepared to make steps towards that which their heart really desires. So they're saying to you that once you step up and once you show the universe exactly that you are prepared to embrace this new way, which you're going to be traveling, then more can find you, and then more opportunities will open up for you to be that animal communicator and also do energy work and all the wonderful things that you do as a healing practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I understand. I mean, I'm studying, you know, through books and everything, but it's been hard because financially I haven't been able to take any courses, you know.
The reason I'm laughing is because they're laughing. You don't need any. You don't. If you would like to take courses, that's fine. But what the world needs through you is not to take more courses. What the world needs is for you to take this extraordinary talent and gift that you brought to the planet and take it out to as many people as possible. They're saying if you would like to get more certification, that's fine. But the world is not going to benefit by your extra certification. The world is going to benefit by you going out and taking your light and doing this extraordinary work that you're doing and helping others shift.
So they're saying I already have the ability.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, do you ever. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, that's great.
They're saying the reason you haven't been able to be as proficient an animal communicator is because of the belief in yourself.
Okay.
You know, you're actually squashing it down by saying, I need a certification in order to do this.
Uh-huh.
And we are all psychic, we are all telepathic, we are all extraordinary when it comes to using our intuition. Those of us that believe we can and really practice it all the time, then we're very good at connecting with spirit and connecting with animals and nature and all kinds of things.
You know what? Can I ask you a specific question? I recently went to a horse farm, and I mean, the energy that I felt from the horses was unbelievable. But there was a horse, Emily, that had a hip problem and was healing and what have you. So I mm-hmm. did try to give my energy to this horse. Can you validate that at all, if I helped Emily at all?
Okay, let's go into Emily. Oh, Emily is smiling. Oh, my gosh. There's no question that you helped her. There's no question that, because any energy that we send with love and the intention behind it is to help another person to heal, is always received with gracefully and openly. And although the person or the animal, that horse, might not have instantly manifested that energy, there's no doubt that it's helped her enormously to improve her immune system and go a long way to helping her heal.
Oh, great. I did see her shift onto her bad leg. And, you know, I'm there, oh, my God, I wonder if I did, you know, I saw her shift because she wasn't, you know, she didn't have her foot down. And then all of a sudden I saw her shift and she stood on that leg. But I
Well,
didn't.
That was the sign that you needed to say yes. Yes, darling, keep going. You are doing fabulous job. And the reason that I just pulled some cards here, and the cards that came up was when we take a step forward to do that which brings forth our gifts and talents and our skills, they're saying that once you get traveling, And once you do that, which you know in your heart is pushing you forward, that I see a relationship being presented to you. But you're not going to find it by not traveling.
Uh-huh.
By staying, by staying where you are. So get yourself moving. Get yourself traveling. Go to see your son in Boston, and then watch for the signs. Because when you take one step forward to the universe, when your heart is telling you what to do, then the universe pays you back tenfold and starts to open up doors and opportunities and connections and sends you people. And it's wonderful. The more open you are to receive, the more there will be to receive.
Oh, great, great.
You're very welcome. I'd love to hear where your adventure of life takes you. Once again, you can send me an email, please. I'd love to hear from my listeners where they're going and what's manifesting for them. Again, it's Candy, Candy, at Angel, Angel, Healing, House, House, oneword.com.
Okay, great. Yes, I will. I'm going to write that down, and I see Angel Healing. So Candy at angelhealinghouse.com, right?
That's correct. Well, you have an absolutely glorious day, and I cannot wait to find out where your path has taken you.
Oh, thank you so much. You've helped me. You've made my confidence go even higher.
You know what they're telling you, like they're telling our listeners, you are more magnificent, you are more beautiful, and you are more powerful, my dear, than anything you possibly can imagine on earth. Embrace that, and then life will embrace you.
Okay, hon. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Take care. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye now.
Beautiful, beautiful phone call, and all she needs to do, all Darlene needs to do is believe in herself, and the universe then believes in us. It just works that way. Okay, let's see. Who else do we have here? Caller 860, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Who do I have on the line?
Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
How are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. I usually do not celebrate Valentine's Day because I said we are love.
I do.
You know,
I did it because my kids, just to be fun, you know, to give them so they remember, because I'm just, you know, practicing. I know it, but I want them to know it too. Remember.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. So any time that we can put our emphasis on love, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. So what's your question for the angels today?
I want to ask the angels what it is I'm stuck on.
Okay.
I'm stuck on an issue that I can't, I'm often, I feel good, but I'm often looking.
Okay, often looking. Okay, let's do this systematically because the angels can't interfere with free will and free choice.
Absolutely.
They cannot do that. You know, sometimes they just sit there with their arms folded and they look at the person and they say, do something,
mm-hmm.
do something. Make a step in any direction so that we can send you signs and signals saying that it is either the right direction or the wrong direction. But they cannot push you forward. Okay, so let's look at relationships. How is your love life? How is relationships with you?
Just familiar.
Okay, just familiar.
I love my husband, but it's like it's very familiar, and it's just kind of just, you know, I think it's fine,
mm-hmm.
but it's just, I'm not sure. Just familiar.
Okay. If there's usually what I found in my many years of being a healing practitioner, if something on the outside is not exciting anymore, if something on the outside is not exhilarating anymore, if something on the outside doesn't make you tingle, it's because you have forgotten who you are. It's not, and it has nothing to do with the person on the outside. Actually, the person on the outside is just reflecting back to you what you've allowed yourself to get mundane or not very excited about. So what they're stressing, my posse of angels are stressing, is perhaps that you have forgotten who you are and you've forgotten how to be excited about Kimberly.
Yeah, I guess that it, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
so let's
I
go.
Got that.
Okay, so let's
I hate
go.
That. I just, okay. When I hear it, I feel scared. It's like almost like, because I'm on this same path that you are.
Mm-hmm.
But I have, oh my God, it's like I have a hard time making it real. In other words, it's just like, I feel like I'm, I don't know.
I know exactly where you are.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Okay. I know exactly where you are, Kimberly. Mm. And there's only about 9 minutes left of the program. Please send me an email, I will write you back an email, a lengthy email, telling you more of what I'm going to tell you now. But I don't want us to be cut off because, like I said, there's only 8 minutes. Are you practicing in a metaphysical, in a alternative?
I see so many that I just haven't made that decision. I know I am. I just want to feel, I want it to feel more natural.
Okay.
More natural. Otherwise, I don't want to do it and not feel, it's like be in two directions, you know what I mean? I want to feel it. I just want to just go into it and just kind of just start. I like that feeling.
I'm not surprised, nor are the angels surprised, that your relationship is just so, because there's this yearning inside of you to be authentic, honest, to be open, and to be transparent. And in 2012, if there's any area of our lives which we are not living 100% in our authenticity, it's going to make us feel drained. It's going to make us feel not honorable to who we are, and it's going to make us feel less than. So the reason that you feel this way is because you're fearful of stepping forward and taking this to the next level. The reason also you're afraid of stepping forward is because something happened to you in a past life.
Yeah.
Where you were destroyed for doing this. And let me tell you, I was a witch, I was a healer in the 1400s in Scotland, and the church called me a witch and burned me at the stake for it. So I know, and I've helped many, many people break through that witch has there in their cellular memory and caused them to be fearful about stepping forward and communicating all of this stuff about intuition, this stuff about empowerment, all of that, this stuff that we know to be true, and take it to the next level so that we can take it out. So that's what you're contending with at the moment.
Because you know how early I knew this right when I hit the ground when I was younger. I knew it. I can feel always like I was three. I can remember.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, seeing my guys and having these experiences. I will wake up in so many different moments. Have no idea why I got there, but I was just there. You know, so I would have all these moments, but have no guidance, but have so much fear. You know, in other words, I felt very torn between staying and leaving. So I felt like I was in the wrong place. It was just. This journey has been just so, you know, touch and go for me.
They're saying that your life will change so much when you start to honor your gifts and talents in what you do. I would go so far as to say the minute that you do this, again, new doors and new opportunities are going to open for you. You're going to start to bring to your people and again, opportunities in which that you can utilize your skills and your talents. But the universe helps those who help themselves.
Right.
They're also saying, feel the fear and do it anyway, because they want, their posse of angels is reminding me to remind you now that we have been given a solemn promise by God that we will not be destroyed.
You know, and the thing, and absolutely, you know what? When my mom was beating me, or my sibling, I mean, I was getting really beat, that's what I went out of my body, and I remember saying that, exactly that, you will not kill me. I remember saying, I was so young, maybe like 12, I said, you will not kill me. And going to this place where I felt very safe, and, you know, not really want to come back, but just being defiant, you know? But yeah, it's like, almost like, I'm speechless. I'm really speechless with who I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You've closed down your communication.
Huh?
You've closed down your communication.
Right. You know what? It's like you heard about, you know Whitney Houston died, right?
Yes.
You know, that bothered me absolutely so much that I got, you know, like stuff like that, I get paranoid. I get so, you know, so... Oh, my God, it's not about music, but I get so paranoid, like dark or whatever it may be. I just feel them so, you know, close.
Yeah, I know. Well, Kimberly, I really want to continue this with you, but the show is coming to an end.
Okay, all
right. Please send me an email, and I will send you back some of my thoughts on this. But they're also saying that you need to show the universe that you're honest about this by creating business cards and a brochure, whether you do readings or whether you do healings or whether you do whatever it is you do. Set up a website. Put yourself out, because the more that you put yourself out there, the more that the universe can give you. So I thank you very much.
Thank
for your
you.
Call,
thank you.
And please do send me that email.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Step forward in love. Step forward in love. And I think that we'll end it today. I have to say thank you very much to all of my callers today, and, of course, to all my listeners. If we didn't get a chance to take your call, please tune in next time and give me a call. I'd like to end by saying that you must love yourself before you love another. Because by accepting yourself and fully being who you are, your simple presence of peace and love for yourself, joy and unconditional acceptance of who you are, this will be an energetic beacon which beams out to the world and draws to you others who are of equal love, peace, joy, and acceptance. We find the love we are seeking by first going within. And again, that wraps up the show today. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and also 10 a.m. every Thursday morning, that's Pacific, 10 a.m. Thursday morning Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email and send your request to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. Also, if you'd like to purchase a copy of my enlightening book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. You can call me on 831-277-3716. Again, that's 831-277-3716. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. And remember, not just on February 14th, on Valentine's Day, but that every day you are love. So love and blessings to you all, and have a beautiful day. Goodbye.